thank you, Lord. As we humbly come in the mighty name of your Son, we pray, God, now that you will send down your word. God, we come before you just as we are. God, surrendering all to you. We beg you right now, in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you would have your own way. As we get out of the way, Lord, we invite you in the way. You take over, Father. It's all about you. In Jesus' precious name. And we all say, amen. Oh, God. I'm excited about what God is doing here at RBC. I want to thank God for the anointing of His Holy Spirit that just sent in the cheers lingering for the choir to come. As they sat down, it hopped on them and they saw Jesus. Spirit roam in this sanctuary.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry if you didn't get yours. But you know, God is still good. So now He's sending His word. Has made this so much easier for me.
Thank you.
And so now I'm just going to play with it for a few minutes. And wait for you and then I'll wait. God bless your heart, Chris. God bless you all. Giving honor to God, the Father, our Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Son of Jesus. I want to go to the book of Galatians, chapter 5. I want to look at one verse, verse 9. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. I need you to pray with me as we mingle with it and look at a few verses. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. Amen. It's on the board for you if you don't have it in the Bible. I want us to read it together on the screen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. Let's read it together. Oh God, a little lit. Let the whole law. God have mercy. You may have a seat in the house of the Lord. Oh God. I want to talk on the topic. Bad stuff in the batch. Bad stuff in the batch. Oh God. Oh God. A lot of us here, we know what it's like to have some bad stuff in the batch. God has given us this opportunity to have life and to have it more abundantly. He has made all of His promises that He promised to never forsake us nor leave us alone. God has made all of the promises and not only that, the Bible tells us that everything that God wants us to have is inside of us. God has also said to us that He's our protection.
Yes, Lord.
That He is our keeper. And many of us can identify that God is true to His word. Some of us that came here this morning, God don't bless us anymore today.
Yes,
you can testify that he blessed you more than enough. But because of God's mercy, his goodness and his kindness, he just keeps on blessing. Some of y'all can identify with that. He just keeps on. And truthful of the matter, that we don't deserve it. But it keeps on anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
The book of Galatians, when I think about Paul, the writer, he's talking to the church of Galatia. He writes this letter because he's got concern for them. In the text here, he talks about a little leaven, the whole lot. I looked up that word leaven, and it lets me know that it's like yeast. As you search and search and search, said that the yeast, a little of it gets in the dough, and in time it begins to spread, causing the dough to begin to rise. Other words, that this leaven that's in there, it's like mold. Mold starts with a cell spot, and if it's left untreated, it would begin to grow. Other words here is that this leaven that's in the dough is placed in it. It's like a cell, and the cell begins to spread. And the dough begins to rise. In other words, it begins to grow. And I looked at this text, and I looked about leaven, and it talks about Paul was concerned because of influence, little influence, that was given to the church. This influence, that there was influenced by just a few people. And what happened is Paul writes the letter because Paul is concerned is that when God came into your life, the Son of Jesus, came in your life and gave you a new start. I went over to chapter 3 and I looked at it. Look at chapter 3. And as he began to talk to them and to sum it all up, as he writes this letter, he writes his letter to the church. He writes his letter to the Christians because he's confused on how could you let someone come and influence you to leave your faith. And in chapter 3, verse 1, he begins, he said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?" He said, I got a problem with this. It says, because you started off with God, but something happened to cause you to leave the truth. And it's not a whole lot of people. He said it's just a little. He says here that before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forward, crucified among you. He says, you saw this with your own eyes. You saw Jesus Christ go through everything that he went through. You looked at him while he was on the cross. You heard him say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He said, you looked at him when he said to the woman, "Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother." You heard him when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" You were there. You were there when they whipped him and they beat him. And you was there when he never said a mumbling word. When the one that was on the cross died, when everybody was saying, "Crucify him." But then darkness came over. And you heard many of them say, "Truly he was the Son of God." You heard him. You heard him say, "Father, unto thy hands I commend my son." You were there. Look what he says here. He says that you were there, that the evidence was there. Look what he said. He said, "This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" He says here is that you are now going back to your past, thinking about the law. Yeah. The law of sin that reminds you of sin instead of the spirit of the law. He says here, it was by faith that you were saved. You were justified by faith. Oh God, have mercy. All of us in here are justified by faith. All of us here are justified by faith that Jesus is the Son of God. And no other way can man be saved. No other name can man be saved but the name of Jesus. That faith that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died and that on the third day he got up, giving us the right for everlasting life. No other way. He says here, are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are you now made perfect by flesh? He said, this is my problem. This is my problem. He said, you begun in the spirit. He said, now you acting like you're perfect by flesh. He said, somebody influenced you. He said, how is it that you and I, as children of God, that supposed to be operating under the unction of the Holy Ghost, have now begun to trust back in the flesh? Going back where you started from. Going back in the ways that you lived prior to meeting God. Not only activating, but living like, believing like. They were believing in circumcision. The circumcision of the law saved you. But Paul wanted them to understand that you are no longer operating under circumcision. Whether you were circumcision or not, you are operating by the Spirit. He said, but I've got something against you. Somebody came and told you that that's not true. Somebody came and told you that you still have to operate under the belief of the law. Can I tell you something? How is it that you in here that have the evidence that God has been good to you? Everybody got evidence in here. Everybody have some evidence that God has been good to you. How could you allow somebody to tell you that God can't operate today? If he operated last year, if he operated last month, he can still operate today. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I don't care whatever the case is. He says here, and that the same God yesterday is the same God today. God have mercy. He wanted them to understand here is that what you have done is that you allow things to come in your life to move you from your faith. God have mercy. When I begin to look at this text, begin to look at what Paul was trying to tell us. That what Paul was trying to say is that there's some bad stuff that's out there. And bad stuff ain't good for you. Because what happens if you allow people to influence you, and when people influence you not to do something because it interferes with your growth. What influence you people can be a hindrance to your growth. God help me somebody. In every area of our life, there's something bad, God. And don't evidently have to be people. It can be something within us. There's something bad somewhere. A spot, a little, not a drop of mess can create the biggest mess. The Bible says that the tongue, the smaller thing, can create the biggest fire. Y'all don't hear me. Just a little, the little things. The littlest things can start like a mold and begin to spread. One little lie can mess up the whole back timeline to you. I'm telling you the truth. If you get something in your ear and you let it go to your mind, you'll call who you call your friend and you'll tell them about it. And then that friend will call who they call their friend and they'll tell somebody about it. And that person will call somebody. You got a mess in the whole batch because you let one little fraction
shell, get into something and start to grow.
Oh, somebody say some bad stuff.
If you really would think about it, all of us got some bad stuff in us. And I don't know about you, but I want God to deal with that bad stuff. Because David said, Lord, search me and know me. Y'all don't hear me. David was saying, Lord, look at me. Clean me out. Wash me. Make me over again. Get rid of that bad stuff that's inside of me so that I can grow in God and not grow in mess. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in no mess. A little mess will mess up the whole pack. Can I tell you something? A little hell in your house will mess up the whole house. A little mess in your mind will mess up your whole mind if you let it go unattended. Wherever the mold is, stop the mold.
I wish I had some believers in here to believe that wherever this started from, we need to stop it right there. Because if you don't stop it, it's going to grow. Wherever it is, I need God to go right in the nucleus of it and begin to deal with it. Because if I don't deal with it, if I ignore it, it will grow on me. If I don't get it right, what you got to say, we got to fix it right now. Because if we don't fix it, it's going to get out of hand. Pretty soon we're going to be rolling our eyes at each other. Pretty soon we're going to be talking about each other. Pretty soon I'm going to lose my relationship with God. Because the Bible tells me how I have to love everybody. And if I don't love everybody, God help me, I can't grow in God. So whatever it is, I've got to deal with the little bit right now. Because the little bit can get out of hand.
Paul here had a great concern for their growth. If I were to say this, I'm reminded here when I go back and I think about Brother Achan when God had told Joshua. He said, Joshua, you're about to take the children over the Jordan. The Jordan was full of water. And God told him, he said, look, this is what I want you to do. I want you to let the ark of God step in the water. When they step in the water, God's going to do something. Watch this. To understand that you've got to follow the ark that represents God. And so they followed the ark. And as the ark stepped in the water spread apart. And they walked on dry land to get to the other side. The Bible said that when Joshua and all of the soldiers got to the other side, this is what he said. He says here is that God told him to go back in the Jordan and get 12 rocks and bring them to Gilgal. And what I want you to do is set the rocks there. The rocks is going to remind you of how God brought you through. God have mercy. It reminds me here is that when I accept him, God just walk with me, and I walk with him, and I follow him everywhere he go. And God blessed us, and God blessed the children of Israel when they got over to the other side. Watch this thing. But the thing is is that the Lord told him to take a knife and circumcise all of the men. Watch this. I went back and I had to do my study. I had to go back to the history of that time and bring it back to the history of this time. And so what happened is he went and he took a knife. Why did he have to circumcise them all over again? I searched the scripture, and the Bible told me is that when Moses died, he died when all of the men came out of Egypt. All of them that came out of Egypt, they had no faith in God, so they couldn't cross over the Jordan. Watch this. They were circumcised, but they didn't believe God. Y'all don't hear me. And so what happened? All of them had to die. When all of them died, did Moses die? Y'all don't hear me. But all of them had children. And when God called Joshua, he didn't call Joshua until he killed all of the men that came out of Egypt. Y'all don't hear me today. Because nobody that came out of Egypt could go into the promised land because they lost their faith in God. Oh God, have mercy. God waited till Moses died. And then after Moses died, before Moses more than died, he also killed all the men that came out of Egypt. Y'all don't hear me. So God said the only two that can go into the promised land that came out of Egypt were Joshua and Caleb, because those were the only two that had faith. But I'm trying to tell you that if God's going to bless you, you got to keep your faith. Oh, God. Those that do not have faith in God, you are not going to get where God wants to take you. Y'all don't hear me. You're going to be stuck on one side. You're going to be stuck missing your blessing. You're going to be stuck. You're going to get up in age. You're not going to go anywhere because you lost your faith in God. Why? Because you allowed some bad stuff to get in the backs. Y'all don't hear me. You allowed some bad stuff to come up in you and cause you to refuse to let God clean you. So they get over to the other side. He circumcised those men that was born in the wilderness. Then after a while, he says, God told me to tell y'all that walk around Jericho 6 days. All I want y'all to do is blow the horn. I want you to put the soldiers there. Put the ark of God there and follow God. The Bible said they walked around 6 times. And that means 6 days. But on the seventh day, he said, I want you to shout at a certain time. Watch this. He said, now this is what's going to happen. God has already given you Jericho. But all you need to do is just shout about it. God have mercy. He said, all you need to do is make some noise. But when you go in Jericho, watch this. I want you to understand that everything that's there is a curse. But all I want you to do is burn everything up except the gold and the silver in the brass. You can't take it. The only thing you can do is put it in the treasure of God. I'm trying to help somebody here. He said, now listen, if you're going to be blessed, if you're going to win your wars, if you're going to have breakthroughs, if you're going to be delivered, all you have to do is do what God says. Don't let nothing get inside of the patch. Don't let no mold get inside of the patch. Don't let no greediness get inside of the patch. Because God's going to bless you if you don't let nothing live, not a drop of it, not a little living. Now, don't let nobody influence you. Don't let nobody be like what the devil did to Eve by telling you that you won't be like God. Don't do that. Don't be like Adam. Bite the fruit anyway, because you had your mind on Eve instead of what God said. Don't be like them. Don't be like the people that accepted the angel that came down from on high and slept with the women and became giants and begin to do their own thing instead of what God said. Don't do that. All you do is what God says. All you do is what the master tells you to do. All you do is what the Bible tells you to do. If you want to get somewhere, stay in the Bible. If you want to get your breakthrough, stay in the Bible. If you want God to heal your Bible, it's in the Word. Whatever you want God to do, just follow the Lord. The Bible says, they walked around there 7 times, and after 7 times, it was a set time. He said, now shout. Oh, I wish I had some believers here to believe that all you got to do is shout. Oh, have mercy. Can I tell you just what the choir just did? They just shouted Jesus. Because when you shout Jesus, something bound to happen. When you shout, God don't hear me. Because they was walking around Jericho. And Jericho was fitting together and shut up. But the Bible said they shouted. God have mercy. But they didn't shout until Joshua told them that God told me to tell you now, shout. God have mercy. Can I tell you something? There's a certain time, a certain day, in a certain place that God wants you to shout. God have mercy. He said, now don't shout yet. Just put it in your belly And he wants you to feel like shouting, but don't shout yet. Because if you shout, you're not going to shout enough. God, y'all don't hear me. He said, I'm going to do some things, but I need you to step out on faith. God, I got to shout now. He said, no, baby, it ain't time to shout. Because if you shout now, you're not going to shout long enough. But at a certain time, anybody know what I'm talking about? The reason for your shouts is so that God can give full potential of the glory. God have mercy. The reason why some of y'all have not shouted yet is because God don't have you in the shout mode yet. Oh, y'all don't hear me. But when God is really ready for you to shout, God have mercy, he's going to shock you. He's going to mess you up. Your mouth ain't going to have no other choice but to shout. God have mercy. When God gets ready for you to shout, he's going to shift some things in your life. God, you're going to have to shout. No, wait a minute. You're going to have to shout. Because God said, no, don't shout yet. But God, you've been good to me. Not like I really want to be good to you. Don't you open your mouth yet. But I'd like the songwriter say, just moan. Keep it on the inside. Don't shout yet. I can't even finish this thing. But the Bible said at a certain time, Joshua said, shout. He said, shout and blow the horn. I wish I had a whistle up in here. I blow my horn. But now listen, can I tell you something? You're not shouting on your past because he's already did it. But you're shouting on your future. Watch this. You're shouting on God's words. I wish I had some shouters to think about the promises that God promised you. And you shout and you don't even have it yet. Come on, remember. I wish I had some shouters. I've been here today that will shout for what God's going to do tomorrow. Shout for what God's going to do in May. Shout what God's going to do in June. I wish I had some pre-shouters.
With their
their shoulders high and mighty. But God did not go with them. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Because what happened is God had peeked in Achan's life. And God had his eyes on everybody. Because God told them that when they get ready to go in Jericho, the first city belongs to God. Y'all don't hear me. He said, everything is devoted to me. And I don't want nobody to touch anything in the first city. What I'm trying to tell you is don't let influence cause you to lose your blessings. Can I talk to you for a little while? Don't let greed cause you to do something that will cause the whole batch to be messed up. When I see here what Paul said all it takes is a little bit to mess up the whole batch. And what happened here with Joshua? They sent a few men up there to Ai. They said the same God that helped us take care of the city of Jericho will be the same God that will take care of Ai. But the Bible says that God didn't go with them. And can I tell you something? You can't do nothing without the lowly Jesus. Am I right about it? Anything you try to do, if God ain't in it, it can't be blessed. Can I get a witness here? If anybody give you anything, they can take it away. But when God give it to me, you can take it away. Am I right about it? When I look at the text and I see what happened with Joshua, Ai destroyed 36 soldiers. The rest of them came running back with fear in their lives. They told Joshua, they whooped upon us and we lost the battle. Joshua went down on his knees and said, God, I want to know what happened. You've been good to us all of our lives. You brought us over to Jordan. You was with us with Jericho. But when we went up to Ai, Lord, we lost the battle. You know what God says? You let a little mess up the whole batch. He said, Achan, you need to search every tribe of Israel. You need to search every household. You need to search every person and find where the mole is. Is there anybody in here need God to search your heart? God, search my mind. Whatever it is that's causing me not to get my blessings, Lord, find where it is. Help me to see my mistakes. Lord, clean out my closet. Lord, clean up the kitchen. Lord, search through the cabinets. Whatever it is, it's got to go. I wish I had some people that believe that some things in your life that's gonna have to go. Can I get a witness? I hate to say it. I hate to see it leave. But you're gonna have to go. Is it anybody understand what I'm trying to say? A little mess will cause a big mess. I remember some years ago, Tylenol products that were used for fever reduction, that were used for pain, had some pesticides inside of it. It had some bad stuff inside. instead of helping you, it hurt you. They put a hold on all of the products. It was a shortage in the city of California. Somebody said, what we gonna do? I heard them say, get rid of the old stuff. Can I get a witness here? Get rid of the old mess. If you can get rid of the old stuff, God will give you some new stuff. Can I get a witness here? Get rid of the old stuff, the bad stuff, the no good stuff, the powerless stuff, the terminating stuff, and God will give you some new stuff. The Bible says they found out who it was. They took Achan and all of his family and burnt them up. Can I tell you something? When they got rid of Achan, God says, now you can be AI. Now you can fight in the battle. Now I'll go into the AI. Now your body can get healed. Now I'll bless your family. The bad stuff has gone away. As I get ready to go to myself, I'm reminded that Jesus came to get rid of the bad stuff. Is there anybody here? No, he came to get rid of the bad stuff. Learning, he got up and said, everybody can be brand new. Is there anybody here want to get rid of the bad stuff? He paid a price. He died for all the bad stuff. All of us had some bad stuff. But ever since that day, ever since that hour, he died for all the bad stuff. But early, early Sunday mornings, he said, brand new. Look at yourself, brand new. No more bad stuff, brand new. If you get on your knees, tell God about it. He'll give you another chance. Tell the Lord, make you over again. Is there anybody here wanna be brand new? Say, Lord, make me over.
How many of you know God will do it?
I'm so glad that Jesus knows all about any stuff that ain't good. He just gets rid of it. He said, I've been waiting for you to tell me to get rid of it. He said, but now that you've got rid of it, everything that I promise you is yours. Can't you see it? Somebody said, Lord, I can't see it. He said, I got to get rid of some stuff that's in your eyes so you can see the blessings of God. Come on, give God some praise and the glory of the church is over. There may be one in here that needs God back in their life. There may be one in here right now that wants to rededication, want to surrender back to God. That said, Lord, I got some stuff in my life that I need you, only you, to remove all of this mess in me. Then there may be one in here that wants to come and just become a member of this congregation because you're looking for a church home. Want to come by your Christian experience, candidate for water baptism. This is your opportunity to come. Will you come wherever you are, wherever you are? God has given you the opportunity to get up from wherever you are to come to him. The doors of the church is open. Will you come? He's speaking to our hearts. He's speaking to us right now. He said, man, I can do it. I can turn everything around. Wherever you are, he says. He says, I want to do some things in your life. He says, I want to do what the devil has tried to ruin. I want to turn it around and bless you. So God is speaking to us.